Good morning on this final day of the Glasgow Climate Summit, COP26. Let's begin our day in praise for God's creation and our place in it. Shout to the Lord for all his goodness to me. God grants me rest in darkness and excitement in daylight, filling my experience with color, sound, taste, and touch, and the fragrance of this fresh new day. May I live today in the forgiveness of Jesus and the warmth of the Spirit, ready to share these marvelous gifts with everyone I meet, everyone I serve today. Amen. Cornerstone Church members have been a small part of the chorus urging action on the climate through the Coat of Hopes. Our small patch is part of the many hopes expressed in Stitch, which walked to Glasgow from Newlyn and is even now being shared across that city. It is a small thing for us to give, but a strong sign that we are part of this creation we must all strive to save. No contribution is too small. No faith in God's salvation is too weak to make a difference. In the text on the page, you'll see the patch that we contributed to the coat, and Caroline Lucas is actually wearing it. If you enlarge the photo, you'll see the patch is just below her right hand. On this last day of the conference, delegates, politicians, and all those calling from outside the room will be pressing for adoption of their own points of view within the final communique. It is so obvious that no single people or nation or movement can achieve safety on their own, but only through making common cause. Living God, we thank you for your joyous creation. You are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of creatures. We acknowledge and embrace the responsibilities you have placed upon us as stewards and guardians of creation. May the Holy Spirit inspire all political leaders at COP26 as they seek to embrace the changes needed for humankind to sustain a healthy climate, a healthy society. Instill in them the courage and gentleness to implement fairer solutions for the poorest and most vulnerable, and to commit their nations to the care of our common home. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Taking our direction and protection from our Creator, Savior, and Preserver of life, we can make a difference to the world around us right here in Milton Keynes. It's hard to hide from the world when the cross and high dome shout of our presence. O Lord, our Saviour, help us to help this city which is our home. May our cornerstone cross be a beacon of hope for the city centre. May our wide doors be always open and welcoming. May our people lead by example to do all we can to renew, protect, and preserve this good earth, now and for generations still to come. Amen. Now as we set off on this autumn morning, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. evermore.